Missouri's lieutenant governor is heading a group that's looking at whether Hyperloop technology could come to the Show Me State. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, officials are looking at whether the technology is a can't-miss opportunity or fantasy.
The Hyperloop is a proposed transportation system that moves people or freight at very fast speeds. Keough says he gets two reactions from people about it. It's either really cool or totally ridiculous. But as the head of a panel looking into the technology, Keough says there's plenty of good reasons for Missouri to examine this potential form of transportation.
We have a lot of firsts under our belt in Missouri when it comes to innovation and transportation, and this may not ever be something that materializes, but I don't think we can turn our back on it either.
The Hyperloop Task Force is expected to hold hearings in Jefferson City, St. Louis, and Kansas City. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Fixing Missouri's deteriorating bridges is a high priority for Governor Mike Parson, and the state is getting help from an unexpected source, robots. St. Louis Public Radio reports the state is working with Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla to use robots to help inspect and repair bridges. The program will use drones to inspect bridges from the air and robots that can cling to the side of built bridges and crawl along the surface. Mark Bookout of Missouri S&T says the goal is to make it easier and safer for engineers to get information about the status of bridges. Parson, a Republican, used his State of the State speech to propose spending $350 million to repair 250 bridges. The legislature is still considering the program. The lead public defender in St. Charles County says a new mobile app he helped develop could reduce the need for cash bail. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more on FreeCog, which won the Global Legal Hackathon in St. Louis.
Michael Sotto worked with a team of five programmers to build FreeCog. It's meant to give defendants charged with low-level crimes a way to use smartphones to fulfill pretrial requirements like checking in with the court or proving they've completed classes like anger management. Sotto says it could keep low-income defendants from sitting behind bars simply because they can't make bail.
I think there are a lot of judges in a lot of cases who really don't care about the cash that they're securing against the defendant's release. They just want to make sure they come back to court, and they want to make sure that they have an incentive to do so. And this would provide that.
Sotto and his team will know by March 25th whether they have advanced to the hackathon finals, but he says regardless of whether they advance in competition, they formed a nonprofit to get the app built. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Nonprofit organizations and state bodies are already planning a celebration of the 200 years of Missouri history and culture when the state reaches its bicentennial in 2021. Michael Sweeney of the State Historical Society of Missouri is leading the planning for the bicentennial. He tells the Columbia Missourian that celebrations won't just look at the past, but will also consider the future and why Missouri is a good place to call home. Missouri became the 24th state on August 10, 1821. Residents can get involved by contributing to a quilt, an online encyclopedia, a penny drive, and a photograph project. The preparations are being supervised by the Bicentennial Alliance, which includes the Kinder Institute on Constitutional Democracy, the Missouri Arts Council, and the Missouri State Fair. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.